Anything about that afterwards.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bonk. He's Danny Tokes. We don't know where Johnny Buds is, and this is the Stash. I think he'll call
think
in a few. He's at work. He'll hit us up in a few. He said.
He's at work.
Sorry, guys, we missed last week. Actually, my grandpa came in, so we took a week off from doing all the shows. We missed yesterday because Tennessee sucks with the weather. But here we are on a Thursday. It's awesome.
Yeah. Thursday's not a bad night.
You got the aftermath of it, but did I mention to you last time that it was our 200th? This is my 202nd podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm at 202 now.
202.
I'm a
That's
professional.
That's an even number. Yeah, quasi-professional. Still keep it pretty
Bro, you're probably
right
at
here.
Least 20-something or so by now. Between
I don't
all
keep
of them.
Track of things like that. I should probably,
I try
like,
not
get,
to,
like,
but
a,
I've been on... Well, see, I've been on every one of them, so that's the only reason I know.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I think I should start doing something like getting a tattoo for every episode we do, like just a little, like, smiley face or, like, a little...
like the little
you know,
lines you see, like, on the, like you're in prison and you're putting little lines on the wall, you know? Get them like that.
Yeah. That usually means how
counting
many people
down.
Kill, but okay. Yeah, we'll do something different.
Okay, my bad. I thought I was marking how many days I was in there. I didn't know I was a murderer.
Nah,
man.
You see the dudes with the tattoos, and it's like usually how many dudes they've stabbed, you know what I mean? Or like if you're on like a big yard, it's how many dudes they've whacked and not whacked off either.
Oh, right.
You keep track of that. It's kind of
good. Yeah, because doesn't like the spider web tattoo mean totally something different than what people think?
The spider web, a lot of those
like can it mean it can mean two or three different things, and it like one's like killers and shit,
the one spider web. The spider web tattoo is usually indicative of how many years you've done. So as many lines as in the webbing, it's usually
I've heard that. That's mainly from what you're like your convicts and stuff get. I've done my research.
Yeah. Like you'll see a lot of them on the elbows or like in crevices or whatever. Teardrops is the one that usually has it has kind of a twisted meaning to it. So back in the day when dudes would get teardrop tattoos, they'd come out of prison and they'd be like, yeah, it's because I killed somebody. Well, I guess in a technical sense, they had to kill themselves because that's usually the teardrop that sheds from a man's eye because he got punked out. So he was getting butt-fucked
and,
or something, right?
Yeah, I was about to say by punked out, what he meant is,
Oh, yeah, he got real fucked. he had a dick in or around his asshole. And so they would come back to the streets from prison, and they would have to, like, explain this, like, teardrop tattoo to their little homies, and they'd be like, yeah, it's because I killed somebody. Yeah, I mean, I guess in the literal sense, you had to kill yourself, because, like, to be that, I guess.
You had to shoot your pride in the head on that one.
So they'd be like, I had to kill somebody. And then so all these little dudes on the streets are running around getting these, like, teardrop tattoos. And they don't know what it means.
I think a lot of a lot of these kids nowadays that saw, like, this shit on TV or saw maybe an older brother that was in it or something, you know? Like,
yeah, they don't
they,
really know.
Like
the
nowadays,
fuck's
they
going
don't.
On.
They don't know any of that shit. And I feel like that's what the issue is with a lot of it. It's like kids don't have street smarts anymore. It's like street smarts.
No,
they're not taught street smarts. They're not taught book smarts. They're not taught no smarts really nowadays.
Yeah, they just call
everything's
it
on the computer
and,
or phone.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
yeah, they call it Google.
If kids nowadays didn't have their phone, okay, say 14, 15 year old kid, right? Didn't have his phone.
Yeah.
Dropped him off in, I don't know, middle of the desert somewhere. He wouldn't survive at all.
I mean,
me, when
I
was
think
14,
survival.
I know for sure when you were 14, 15, we always had a lighter and a knife.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do it on my own.
Yeah. And at that age, I had enough street smarts to know, okay, I know what cactuses I can go, you know, cut into to get some kind of milky water out of. I know how to, what you can eat in the desert, you know. But they don't,
yeah,
like, none of that, you don't see that shit no more nowadays. Like, nowadays there's no,
and you know what,
street smarts with these kids or book smarts, really.
On the opposite end of that, like, some of these kids, like, you can set them out there in the middle of the desert, and they'll, all of a sudden, they'll be pointing out cactuses and be like, oh, yeah, that one's edible, that one's a prickly pear, and you're like, how the fuck do you know
that's
all this
if they
shit?
Have their
like,
phone.
Oh, yeah, Google.
That's if they have their phone. Yeah, that's if they have their phones.
Yeah.
Though.
Or, I mean, on the flip side of that, man, or it's just those kids that have so many fucking questions, they Google everything, and they already got the answers to it because of, you know, internet access.
Right.
And I feel like the number of those kids is probably far less than the assholes who just don't know, and they just look it up on the fly. But, you gotta, yeah, I mean, I gotta look at it like that. I've ran into a couple kids, man, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, how do you know so much at 8? You know?
Yeah.
Like, fucking
now, Google. I do agree with that. Now, I do agree with that. To what you're saying, the flip side of that is some of these
yeah.
kids are technologically ill, smarter. Is that the right, like, the right term or something? Sounds like it should be a term. But, like,
I'm technologically illiterate because I spent 10 years in prison. But
it's just our time period too, bro. Think of it like this. We were in between time period of shit. So, like, with us, like, for example, we can take PCP pipes, this and that, and some spray paint and a lighter and make a potato launcher, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kids nowadays,
kids
nowadays couldn't do that shit because they wouldn't know how, A, and probably be too scared to do it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like, without, like, nowadays, like,
absolutely.
They can sit there and log into a computer, do all that shit on computers, like, all that nonsense and all that, right? But they can't do something.
Yeah, but can you actually fucking manufacture a dollar bill that looks the same? I'm just kidding. It's
right.
Right.
If you do, go to Mexico and spend it. They don't. Never mind. I don't want to give away any secrets from back in the day.
Money exchanges are always.
Move on.
Always, exchanges in other countries are always the best. But
bro,
I will say this,
okay,
and
I
it's
guess,
not. And this
well,
is,
I
this
guess
is for educational
sort of,
purposes
I,
only.
I guess
for educational purposes only.
I do have a story
about
saving.
I have to say that, as do I. For educational purposes only, I will say this one statement that was said to me a long time ago that changed my life. Why would you want to duplicate the currency that is the most difficult to make? Why would you not want to duplicate the one that is easiest? And the United States has one of the hardest currencies to duplicate.
Mine was that, this story, it's a crazy story, bro, and if I wasn't who I was, like, if I wasn't somebody that a lot of people liked, I probably would have got fucking killed that day, and it would have had nothing to do with me originally, except for all I did was get the bud for somebody, and I didn't, okay, here's what happened. One of the homegirls was dating this dude, right? And when I tell this, you'll probably figure out who it is. Well, the dude wanted some weed. Okay, well, the dude wanted some weed, right? And I was like, that's cool. And I took him over to College Park to one of the homies right there. One of the Southsider homies, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of figured that one out. All right. Well, luckily, I was really good friends with this dude, you know, like, knew him for a while. Anyways, at this point, I didn't know. Well, I get over there, and dude gives me the money. It's nighttime, by the way, guys. So when I say this, he gives me the money. I'm not sitting there looking at it, you know, seeing if it's real or fake or whatever, right?
No reason to doubt him.
Yeah, no reason to doubt it. It wasn't like Monopoly money. It was fucking money. You know what I'm saying? And it was literally, dude, like maybe a fucking 50 sack or something. So it wasn't that much, right? So
yeah,
I get it for dude. Nothing said, right? I want to say about a month later, dude, I go back to this dude's house, right? And, I walk up in the garage. It was me and one of the homegirls, and I go in, and there's a bunch of, like, I recognize a few people, but then I didn't, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I knew something was up, because it's hard to explain. Yeah, it's hard to explain, but, like, growing up out there, you can figure out something's up when you can just feel the tension, you know? So
yeah,
I go up in the garage, and
the body language,
yeah,
the version
and,
of eyes, the one guy that's sitting there staring at you intently because he has to hype himself up for the fact that he might have to shoot you right now. You know, it's just a couple telltale signs.
Well, the bad thing about it was the homie that hit me up to come over there, he didn't know what was up either, and he was like, after I walked in, he looks at me weird, and he gets up, and he's like, bro, I think something's up. And I was like, you think? And next thing I know, the garage door shuts behind me, right? Now I'm in the garage, and all these people just around me, and I'm just like, fuck, dude. I'm about to, I didn't know what was up, you know, because I don't know what the fuck's up at this point. Homie comes out, and he's like, bro, I can't believe you gave me fake money, bro. Like, I got busted. Like, I guess he spent it and got caught up, right? And I'm like, I gave you fake money. I was like, I was like, bro, I haven't seen you in, like, whatever. Because I done forgot about that night. Because I was probably, dude, I was, like, drunk and high that night. So, like, I done forgot that I even, you know what I mean? Because I just did it real quick for the homie.
Yeah.
Well, who I thought was a homie. Anyways.
Yeah,
so
they
I'm
turned
like,
up
oh,
to try
shit.
And set you up.
Yeah, well, dude tells me what was up, and I was like, oh, fuck, bro. And I was like, bro, I looked him dead in the eyes, and I was like, dude, I had nothing to do with that shit. I don't know anything about no fake money. All I know was, dude, wanted some weed. You sell weed, and I was trying to help both y'all out. And I think he knew deep down, you know, like, I wouldn't do that shit to him. So he was just like, bro, like, I believe and trust you and shit. Like, he was cool with me. Like, I'm still cool with the dude now, you know. Like, I would hit him up if I had to. But at that time, I was just like, oh, shit. And then he was just like, if you weren't you, you know, like, I would be a little ticked off at you about the situation, too, just for bringing him. And I was like, bro, if you want him, I'll fucking try to get his number for you. You can hit him up and do whatever. Well, dude was avoiding us for a while because
I remember
I'll just
this.
Say it because none of these people listen to the show anyways. It was that dude that was dating Kimbo at the time.
Yep.
I forget what his name
is. Yep.
I think his name was Ryan, honestly.
Anyways,
I think I told you and another homie what happened. And when we did see him, I think you guys threatened him a little bit, and then I never saw the dude again after that. I don't know what happened to him.
We roughed him up a little bit.
I kind of figured you guys probably did.
We needed to get at him. Yeah, we told him we needed to get at him, and he was like in the parking lot when we ran into him, if you remember that. And I was like, hey, man, we need to holler at you, bro. And he was like, oh, yeah, we'll come around. I said, no, man, I mean, you need to get over here and holler at me real fast. And dude kind of, like, skirted out. But the next time we did see him, I don't know if you remember that little lead pipe I used to carry around that had the marbles in it.
The one you broke that window with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
I think I cracked him in the
oh, wait.
I didn't
no,
get him
no,
in
no.
the head. I got him
no,
in
wait. You used a tire iron on that window because you fucked your hand up.
Are you talking about the one with John? Over my sister.
It was the one from that party,
and we
went back, and somebody was fucking some shit up, and you were like, nah, fuck this. No, the dude was fucking with homegirl.
Yeah. It was Chelsea. He'd given her some bunk shit. And so, yeah, I was trying to get him out of the house, and I called him out. He wouldn't come outside, so I broke his window of his car, and then he still wouldn't come out, so then I just left because I fucked my hand up. No, I used to carry around a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, I used to carry around that little piece of lead pipe, man, and it had those marbles in it, those little steely marbles, and it had that cap. Anyways, I went to hit the dude Ryan in the head with the fucking lead pipe, and it missed and hit him in the shoulder, and then he just, like, averted me and never came around again.
well,
honestly, I remember
him,
the situation you're talking about. I mean, I wouldn't fucking disturb me, bro. I mean, I wouldn't
right?
disturb me,
I mean, honestly, I think... Homie knew, like, if he did something to me, it would have been 10 times worse on him because I had a lot of other heavier connections, too, if I wanted to.
Yeah, there was a couple people you kept around you pretty much at all times that was kind of nuts, you know what I mean?
Well, not just that. It's just we had friends that were in other gangs that probably didn't like him too much either.
Yeah, no, he was
That probably would have did some fit. Yeah, you know what? He is kind of a bitch because... He sort of was involved in that one shit, bro, where I got robbed that night.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Like
he got robbed by
he wasn't there personally. But he was kind of. Yeah, like he knew about it. Let's just put it that way.
Viewers don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. But the thing is, it's a fake money currency situation. That whole
it's
thing.
Bad. Yeah, it's a bad
yeah,
thing.
Okay,
we're going to move on to
fact. No, fun fact about of that. Did you know what that you can be charged with if you're manufacturing money currency? You know what you can be charged with? And do you know what agency does – and do you know what agency deals with this crime?
IRS? I don't know.
You'd think, right?
FBI?
No, the fucking Secret Service, because the charge is treason.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, it's fucking scary shit, dog, because I have a buddy who we'll just call him Fred, okay? So Fred was sitting inside of a fucking facility, we'll just say a facility, and it was a jail, and he wasn't in prison yet, but he was sitting in jail, and he was looking at some charges, and he was fighting his case or whatever, and Fred gets called out about 11 o'clock at night to go see his lawyer, and he's like, what the fuck? So they take him into this room, and apparently, probably like an hour and a half, 2 hours goes by, and he falls asleep because he's just sitting in this fucking room waiting for his lawyer. When he wakes up, these two guys walk into the room, and they're in like regular street clothes. They're not in like uniforms and shit like that. And one guy leans up against the wall, and the other guy sits down and starts talking to him. And my homeboy, Fred, he doesn't have a very good track record with talking to the cops. So when they sit down and they start trying to talk to him, he starts giving them the usual bullshit. You know, you didn't bring me a cheeseburger and a pack of cigarettes. I can't even give you my name, right? Starts talking shit to him. They start laughing. And instead of getting angry, they start, like, this odd banter back and forth with Fred, right? And the one guy kind of casually reaches in his pocket and pulls out his wallet, or what looks like a wallet, and he opens it up and he shows this ID. It wasn't a badge. It wasn't a fucking, you know, it was a card. And it said United States Secret Service. Now, Fred about shit himself, okay? So the agent or whatever proceeds to tell Fred that I'll put you in a hole so fucking deep your family won't ever be able to find you, essentially. And Fred's obviously fucking scared, you know, as any fucking one buddy should be. And he's like, I don't know why the fuck you guys want to talk to me, you know? And they said something along the lines of, your buddy, let's just call him Bob, is out here manufacturing money, and he's leaving his fingerprint on it. She pulls out a piece of paper that has a copy of a 20, I think it was, that was printed out, and they circled with the marker the spot where there's an obvious fucking thumbprint that was on this printer that was being used to manufacture this money. And Fred looks at the fucking paper, looks at them, they look at him, they look at each other, and they realize quickly that fucking Fred's out of the loop because Fred doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. Fred knows who Bob is, but Fred is way, way out of the loop because he's not sure as to why Bob would be printing money in the first place.
Right.
So apparently Fred's friend Bob watched Fred and his friends do this a couple times and thought it was going to be a good idea to do it on their own, but he forgot a little bit of the details, like always wearing gloves or making sure that the printer is wiped down clean. And he winded up printing out about $2,000 worth of 20s with his fucking thumbprint right on the goddamn bill. Fred never did see Bob again. Fred never heard nothing, but Fred sure as fuck got scared and never decided to do money again, because the last words those agents told Fred was, and by the way, Fred, you're good at this. You're not that good. Don't do it again. And that warning was all Fred ever needed to never print money again. End of story.
Are you Fred?
If I were Fred, I would never fucking tell you, because I don't want the Secret Service to think that I was ever doing involved with it. So,
Wait, am I Fred?
No, you're definitely not Fred.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're definitely not Fred. But whoever the fuck Fred is was scared out of his fucking mind, because if you look under the fucking, you know, the laws, the Secret Service doesn't have any rules, essentially. They they are an agency that can carry guns within the state, within the county, you know what I mean? You know how, like, most military factions are not allowed to carry, obviously, live rounds. Unless you're the National Guard, you're not allowed to carry live rounds inside the United States. It's not like a, we're not in, like, a state of emergency or martial law, right? So Secret Service doesn't have any of those rules. They will literally bury you in a fucking prison, torture you with fucking Metallica or whatever music it is that you don't like, and you'll just go fucking crazy and no one will ever fucking hear from you again. Waterboarding, all that shit, they're capable and more than willing to do that shit. We've already fucking figured that out with Gitmo. But, so yeah, the Secret Service scares Fred.
If anybody from the Secret Service is listening, we love you and we support you.
I
and
never
and all those other
want
nice
to
words.
Fucking deal with you ever again. Or ever.
And my name is Derek Yoder.
I don't do a piece of shit. Oh, God. Yeah, treason. That's a fun one.
Oh, shit. All right, bro. Let's see here. I got a couple news stories. Let's see. Let me pick out. We'll just do a couple of them. Pick out a few good ones here. That's a good one. We'll save that one for last. Okay. All right, here we go. A 14-year-old caught stealing a bag of chips, three candy bars, and a 2-liter of Mountain Dew. Claims he has the munchies and cotton mouth. All I can say is I've been there.
He gets he what?
A 14-year-old got caught stealing a bag of chips, three candy bars, and a 2-liter of Mountain Dew, and he claimed he had the munchies.
Heard.
I mean, I've been there. I mean, yeah.
I have. Yeah, that's been. I don't know. That's my entire youth right there, really.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've been there a few times.
That's pretty funny.
Here's another one. Right here's a good one, bro. Arizona Border Patrol finds 500 pounds of weed in the middle of the desert.
Just sitting there, huh?
Just chilling.
Yeah. I mean, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? What would you do if you were Border Patrol and you just, say you were by yourself and you just came across 500 pounds of weed in the desert? I would probably take it and sell it. I'm not going to lie. Especially how,
right,
you know,
right.
How money is nowadays. Gas, bro. Gas prices. You gotta...
With the way things are going these days, boys, we need to fucking only report about 10 pounds of this.
Yeah. But boss,
yeah,
we can do the other 490 pounds. Well, sir, we're going to take it to Mexico and sell it.
Yeah, we're going to turn around and sell it back to the motherfuckers that lost it is what we're going to do.
Yep.
Which
at gunpoint.
Surprisingly happens more than we would like to admit.
Probably.
As a society. Oh, no, definitely. I mean, I'll tell you, quite frankly, I've been on the receiving end of some stolen... or should I say lost or forgotten products. And obviously I didn't know who the buyer was at the time, but later on my guy disclosed to me that this is dirty cops. And, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you should have seen the look on my face when I fucking found that out. I was like, excuse me? Who did you have me
Dude,
meeting?
It's so crazy. Right, it's crazy though, like dirty cops, like what you see on TV and shit, and it's like in my mind you're just like, Well, because I knew a couple dirty cops in Yuma that,
We won't even get into that one. I would prefer if we didn't get into that one.
I'm not getting involved in that. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that either, but I'm just saying, like, I don't get it.
let me bust you, and then the other, it's like, hey, man, if you give me money, I'll let you go.
I have a firm
dislike and hatred for dirty cops. If you see that article I sent you,
I'm looking at it right now.
There's there's actually a whole...
Do we know this dude?
Thing. Yeah. that robbery that's in that article, the suspect stated that they had the munchies and that because weed was legal, I guess that was in Washington, that weed was legal.
Oh, shit.
I was talking to the clerk. Yeah, that'll be a story for another time, I think. But
I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, bro, I think I know this guy. Is this Shane?
No.
That's where he's been. He's
been
on vacation.
You haven't figured it out yet. You need help. Yeah, no. If you haven't figured it out yet, you should really take a second.
It's not you, is it?
I mean, even if it was, would I tell you?
Well, I know this ain't you. A, it doesn't have a face cut.
Well, I mean, obviously this was, if you look at the date, this was some time ago.
Wait, hold on, what's the date? I gotta look. My phone sucks, bro. I don't even see a date.
Yeah, no. You don't see a date? I'm trying to find a full article that I have of it, screenshot.
All I got was suspect, white male, 23 to 27 years of age.
Don't read it like that over there. We'll review that and talk about it on another show. Yeah. It's similar to the guy with the the candy bars and stuff, except this individual decided to take everything that was in the safe.
Okay.
The guy got the munchies, man. They're like, give me everything you got.
I feel like I'm missing part of this article, bro, because you got more on your end than what I got on the side of my article.
Yeah, I know.
I think
I sent you...
Can
yeah,
you send me
said,
a picture of, like,
I,
a triangle?
Yeah, see, it wasn't supposed to be, like, of just a slip, like a slip of it. It was supposed to be at the whole shebang, but it's not. Let me see if I can pull it up. Actually, I think I might have it here. Yeah, no, it's... yeah, I have the whole article, but I just can't find it, actually. As fucked up as that sounds. It's a random article.
Well,
while
you're looking for it, we will, let's see here, we'll do the high five fan questions while you're looking for the article. Let's see here. Justin Credible. Let's see.
Wow.
During smoking a joint in a roto, do you puff pass or puff pass?
Puff pass, man. Yeah, it's two hits and then to the left, not to the right like a crack pipe.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Well, I have seen older cats kind of do a puff and pass, but they take like a major hit and like you get a little snort of it up the nose type thing, you know?
Oh, that's cocaine.
No, I'm talking about, like, you never see somebody, like, hit a joint and then,
I'm
like,
just kidding. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, you do the
you
take a puff and then run
so, I mean,
the nostrils.
Yeah, that's the older cat thing to do, so, but it's still puff off fast, in my opinion. All right,
absolutely.
Roasting Blumpkins, stupidest name for any, or stupidest name you've heard for a type of weed. That's a weird way to, okay, I think with... Okay, I started to say, I think that's what they're asking, is like, what's the dumbest name of weed?
Yeah.
Or
like garlic onion breath.
Shit, but we did an episode about this,
it.
I think, didn't we?
Yeah, we did an episode about it, and it's some of the oddest names. You know how awkward it is when I come home and I tell my wife that I brought home some, like, purple pussy or something like that? It makes it like, a motherfucker, you know what I mean? And it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm with you. Cat piss is kind of just like a weird ass name for it.
Weird name, or like alien brains.
Yeah. Let's see here. TNA Bacon, Danny Tokes. Oh, right here's a one for you, bro. Danny Tokes, worst prison fight.
Oh God, probably the one that killed me. So in the joint, they've got these stat teams, man, and they're the guys that respond with, like near-fatal fatal situations. And I'm telling you that these guys are good because I've seen guys get – I mean, there's no possible way that they would survive. I've seen these teams come in and bring these motherfuckers back from the dead, and I never thought I would be one of those guys, but I was one of those guys. I got slipping, man, and we were at war with a different faction of individuals. I'm not really going to get into the specifics of, like, you know, race and all that stuff, but they were larger individuals. Both of them weighed in excess of 300 pounds, and I was in the closet, and if you know me, I'm not a very tall guy. I'm pretty, like, squat-wide, built kind of like a keg, but these guys were just big, and I mean big, big, and they got me in this little closet, man, and, they put a couple holes in me and then started jumping on my head like it was a pogo stick. Put me in a coma for like three and a half weeks. Stat team had to get my heart going again. They brought me back. I had to learn how to use a spoon. I had to do all that physical training stuff from prison, and still not exactly right in the head after all that stuff. I still have lots of, like, TBI, traumatic brain injury. My memory shot. That was the worst case as far as, like, what's happened to me. The worst thing that I've ever done to somebody in prison will not be spoken about on the fucking air.
All right, next question is from Pancakes, Cupcakes, All Cakes. Worst snack you ever munched on while high?
You go first.
Worst snack. Shit, dude. Black licorice.
Bro.
That shit's gross.
That's vile. Do you remember our homegirl, the Asian one? Not Alicia, but the other one with the L.
Yeah.
So they came over and we were hanging out. We were just smoking at the house, and we got super stoned at my trailer, right? And you remember
was
the trailer?
Was I there this time or no?
No. It was oddly and her and someone else. And we got so baked, and we had the munchies, and literally we didn't have anything to eat in my house. So I, like, made something, and to this day, I don't know what the fuck it was, but we ate it that night, and we thought it was amazing. The next day, I went to take a bite, and it was probably the most foul concoction of I don't know what that I have ever – it tasted like vomit, okay? And
– You don't even know what it was.
I don't know what it was. Like, I think it had tuna in it, dog. It was, like, the most foul, I'm telling you, the most foul fucking concoction. We ate it the day before, like, we thought it was amazing because we were just so baked out of our fucking heads. But
right.
The truth of the matter is it was probably the most foul thing I've ever fucking tasted. Most definitely the foulest thing I've ever made. Quite possibly the worst thing that I've tasted at that point. And I've eaten some pretty good shit. Yeah.
All right, last question is, I heart smelly chicks. I need a new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Can y'all help me? I like sleeping, eating, and short walks on the beach. Body odor is not an issue. Broski.
Set yourself up some standards there, bro. Smelly chicks?
He hearts them.
I guess.
Dang, I don't even know what to say.
Obviously you don't have a very high standard. So if you're not getting chicks that with the standards that you got, I guess you just got to drop them a little bit lower. Maybe think about dudes, I guess.
Well, time out. I don't know if this is a guy or a girl. This could be a chick right here.
This could be a chick. So if dudes are always an option because dudes are always going to be, you know, a lot easier to snag than girls would be. So Maybe just turn a dude. Yeah, if you're a dude, you might, like,
a guy can just walk by and, or a girl can walk by a dude and be like, slap their pussy a little bit, and a guy runs off with it. Guy walks by and slaps his dick out, he gets arrested.
Well, that's because of the aggressive nature of the fucking the slappage. But
then this show has probably been our most interesting show we've had so far.
And yeah, you put me in a bad mental state in the fucking on air with fucking.
Where the fuck is Johnny? Or where the hell is Johnny Buds at, bro? Like, he hasn't done the Buds report in a while. For an intern, he sucks. Throw that up. That's why I left
sucks.
His. That's why his name was left off the damn lighter. That's why his name was left off the damn lighter.
That wasn't fair. That wasn't.
I had a brain fart, and I'm not gonna lie, I kind of forgot.
That's
I am
what you
sorry,
did when you
Johnny
forgot Bud. To put him on the fucking, what was it, the 420 episode, too.
In my defense, he's new and is an intern. He should have called in. He should have known himself.
He should remind me of this
I tell you guys all the ahead of time, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't tell him, but I mean, you told me, but I'm the most unreliable fucking source of remembrance ever. Did you just listen to my story about brain injury? Like...
You're like, did you just hear my story about me not remembering things? No, bro.
Yeah,
I literally got
beat to death. Like,
I don't know what happened to that, man.
Oh no, it's fucking funny. Now. I don't remember shit. I mean, I don't remember nothing.
Let me get
I remember
your opinion
taking a leak.
On this, bro. Let me get your opinion on this. I sent you a. I don't know if you remember. I sent you a pic the other day. It was some bud I came across on Facebook. Picture of it on Facebook.
Fucking white shit.
Yeah. Okay. So you're telling me they bleach it?
Yeah, it's a process. It's like bleaching your fucking buds, man. And it takes away a lot of the tinctures. It gives it a real cool color, but it doesn't. It takes away a lot of the tincture, flavor, potency. It's bleaching your buds, man. And so it's how you get that white weed. You know what I'm saying?
That can't be good,
that
bro.
Shit,
like, is it in hell?
No,
that,
what
that
it's doing is it's bleaching the chlorophyll. It's changing the chlorophyll, because chlorophyll is like a naturalized, like, you know, green color that adds all the benefits to the plants using photosynthesis, and we can get into the scientific applications of it if you really want to, but I'd prefer to just keep it simple. It's altering the chlorophyll, and so it's changing the color of the buds, and it's like bleaching it, basically. And it's cool for visual. It's definitely not a positive for the tinctures nor the potency. And a lot of the times it's done with the process of hydroponics, where you're forcing the liquids to process in and through. So it's not something I've ever done. It's not something I will ever do. It's not something I would ever recommend. But it is something that's different that people fucking being bored. I mean, I guess when you fucking grow weed long enough, dog, like, eventually you're going to try some fucking funky shit. And it's just one of those funky things that I don't like. And it was probably cool the first time they did it. But, I mean, I'm sure they didn't keep going on.
All right. Well, let me do the ads and we'll do the strain of the week, bro. Here. Ad-wise, we got... Tired of your food not being cooked with THC? Then check out the Hot Box, California's first all-weed fast food place, where every meal is happy. And let's see here.
Hell
the last ad is, I know, right? That, I'm kind of excited about that one. I'll be there. And our
now,
last
are they
ad is
us?
Thick. Yeah, well, and we're in talks with them. We don't know if we're going to sponsor this yet. Now, Bic, on the other hand, I got to do that one, too. I'll do that one next. Sick of your phone being too smart? Then dumb it down with the Diddy Diddy Dumb app. It misspells words. It runs on dial-up. It makes you want to throw it at the wall. All right. And, guys, I recommend, if you want to get any custom lighters made, get them made from Bic. They do a great job. They do a quick job. They got mine here within like a week and a half, and that's pretty quick on, you know, some custom shit like that. That's pretty chill. They did great.
Yeah.
I'm going to use them again and have them put our logos on some more shit. But, if you guys ever use Bic, I recommend it. And if you give a, if you use our name when you do it, you get nothing off nothing.
Oh man.
Oh shit. But what's the strain of the week?
All right, week. We're going with Do-Si-Dos. I don't think we've done that one. I know we haven't done that one yet.
Do-Si-Dos
is usually consistent with a 1% CBD or CBG. It's got limonene for the terpenes, and it runs average 20% THC. I've gotten some platinum Do-Si-Dos that I've gotten up to 24%. Now, there's people that have tested at 26, so I'm not, like, at the top end of it, but I've done a little bit better than your average. It's an indica-dominant hybrid. Of course, it's very similar in qualities from its parents, which is the OGKB. That's a Girl Scout cookie phenotype strain of weed that it's got those really, I don't know, I'm sure if you were to look at it, it's got that really familiar orange and purple trichrome structure that's really, really very vibrant and crystallized. It's something that gives you a lot of, like, relaxation, physical body. Of course, any kind of, like, indica dominant will always make you a little sleepy if you smoke too much. It's one of the ones that will make you fucking clear the fridge out, though, because it adds a lot of, you know, munchies to it. It helps with anxiety, stress, and pain. I think the it's going to be Face Off OG and OGKB for the parents. And, of course, when you start getting off the Do-Si-Dos, the very first one I can think of that comes from the parent of that is going to be Peanut Butter Breath, which is the garlic onion breath GMO with the Do-Si-Do, which makes the Peanut Butter Breath. So it's going to be one of the big – and I really like it myself. I'm a super big indica person. I like to have that, you know, break for myself as far as mental capacity goes. And – yeah, that's going to be the strain of the week, man.
Well, hell yeah. I dig. See, you always learn something on our show. Like, every time we do a show, you learn something. It might be how to smuggle shit in your asshole, but, you know, you learn something.
Yeah, you might learn what a prison wallet is.
But, hey, I got another little headline right here that I think would be pretty good. The king of joints, Willie Nelson, said he's done with this generation smoking machine, a.k.a. vape. So he's putting together a super team, him, Cheech and Chong, Chuck Norris mustache, Van Damme's kicks, and there's one open slot left. And he's still up to fill it, bro. I mean, I'm down to try out for this.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely try out. Even if I lose, it's fucking cool as shit, so I'm definitely down. Put my name down.
You think Van Damme's kicks give me his autograph?
bro, I don't know. He's kind of a cocky son of a bitch. Like, he does way too much cocaine, so.
I'm not Van Damme. His kicks. It's just his kicks.
I know. I'm just saying that his kicks probably represent a lot of his fucking, like, you know, unbalancedness. So, I mean.
Oh, that is true.
I don't even know if I'd ask, man.
What about Chuck Norris' mustache? I heard he was down to earth.
Chuck Norris' mustache, that's got to be hands down the fucking, I wouldn't say the chillest, but I would feel the most safe around that mustache of any mustaches.
For sure. Like,
usually
for
they make
sure.
me
him
feel really
and,
fucking nervous because I think of cops, but when you say Chuck Norris' mustache, it's like
yeah.
wrapping
well,
up
him
in
and
a
Tom
blanket.
Selleck. Like him and Tom
Dude.
Selleck, like I would be like, if I would feel so safe with both of their mustaches just around me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel, yeah. I mean, I have like a, you know, I think it's a thing for us where it's like our generation look to those guys as like the like the maternal father figures that, you know, we didn't have sometimes. Bro, I wish I could grow a mustache that good.
So do I, bro. Like my mustache sucks. Bro, guess who's calling in right now? Like 5 minutes
left
in the show. Oh, we're fucking with him. You ready? Let's fuck with him. Ready? Let's act like we're not on air.
I can hear you.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I should have muted your ass.
He's like, this dumb motherfucker's talking to me. Oh, God.
Dude, like, right before, like, it was 5 minutes before calling, and I was like, gonna call, and then like we got like 26 cars, and I was like, ah, oh, shit. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm just gonna whip it down and like call.
Didn't you
like,
say it was like? You said it was Dollar Cheese Stick Day or something, right?
Yeah, I just got a promotion, but we're selling more.
I just got a promotion.
That.
Well, time out. Wait, your promotion, like, you got the promotion because of the Dollar Cheese Sticks, or the Dollar Cheese Chip gave you the promotion?
It's a promotional item.
Oh, promotional. Why didn't he say that?
I think he did.
Yeah, I got a promotion.
But nah, all joking aside. But it's Fair Week out there, right? That's crazy. I thought Fair Week was in April.
Yeah, tonight's Demolition Derby. It starts right now, actually, in like 10 minutes.
What the fuck? Wasn't Fair Week in April last time I was there?
They have it now. They have it like because of COVID. Last year they ended up having it in fall, so we have it. And we had it earlier this year, so now we have it like twice a year, I guess. I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's kind of fucking cool. I mean, considering that.
I mean, that's
the
terrible, but that's crazy.
The only thing I like about the fair is the actual private vendors, you know, the local vendors and shit. That's the only reason I like it, honestly. Everything else is kind of whack.
Is it still at the big, does Yuma still have the big fairground and shit? I haven't been there, guys, in like 8-9 years almost.
Yep. So. I mean, the only thing that's changed is the foothills mostly. I mean, that's like the way I sent you that video.
Don't tell me that, man. I miss the foothills a little bit. Like the old days of the foothills. Like when Fry's was over there by, across the street. And then,
they got Chevron from CBS, and they got fucking, they got Dairy Queen. They built Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
They,
see, when I first moved out there in 2000. Oh, there's a Wendy's now? Fucking A. When I first moved out there,
there's a Starbucks, there's a McDonald's,
Fries and Dairy Queen.
There's McDonald's out there now. There's a Taco Bell.
Damn, we didn't have none of that when I was there. We had the Burger King that was there for years.
CVS Pharmacy and Walgreens are right across the street from each other, right there where Nemo used to live, and Big Mike, right down where that street is. They're like right side by side to each other. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
oh, okay, so
competition
it's right there where
the
dollar
store
used
to be. Prescriptions at. That's fun.
Is it right there where the dollar stores used to be at? Because it used to be the dollar store and, like, Family Dollar right there.
Yeah, it's like Family Dollar.
I'm not even going to lie to either one of you guys. Like, I don't fucking remember a whole lot from out there, like, but I do remember a couple things.
Like, I remember Jack in the Box, of course, was over there. Barney's gas station.
I have to remember that.
Barney's turned into Shell, then turned to Giant, turned into Speedway, and now it's something else. It turned like six different fucking companies.
It was Flying V or some shit there for a little bit when I was still there.
It's still there. Yeah, they still have that Flying V, and then the name, you know, like Flying V is the complex, I guess. Like,
okay. Well, see, when I first moved out there, if you guys remember, there used to be a little arcade in that gas station. Like, as soon as you go in the door, they had, like, a few video games and shit.
Yeah. Now all they have there is tables where you can plug your phone in and shit like that. So, like, the trucker can sit, pull a laptop.
Well, that's because nowadays everybody has these video games on their phones, so they don't need to, you know, put a quarter in the machine to play it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be down with
an old arcade.
I'd be on that shit.
Makes it sound old saying shit like that. I remember when a McDouble cost 99 cents.
I remember when a McDouble fucking two for a dollar. So, I don't know what the fuck.
Yes, bro. Or the spicy chicken sandwiches were like 99 cents. You used to get spicy chicken sandwiches and McDoubles, man. Now it's like $8 for one. Yes. Jack in the Boxes, tacos at 2 o'clock in the morning, stoned as shit, are the best. Is somebody taking an order? Is that you, Johnny?
No, that's just his customer service voice. It sounds like a chick.
Yeah.
Well, fuck them.
Did you say, well, fuck them?
We'll go right now.
Yeah.
We'll leave work right now. We'll go to the fair right now. So the Foothills thing is a massive bigger. Like, prize moves.
All we heard was that you're skipping work right now. No. You got to explain that. You just said you're skipping work to go to the fair. This guy is looking like a real manager.
Yeah,
I dig it.
Yeah,
why not? Well, dude, I'm pretty much assistant manager at my work, so I understand.
I'm like owner operator / bitch at my work, so it's fine.
Well, see, I'm as far as I can go. I'm as far as I'm qualified right now, and I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I don't know, smoke a bone.
I feel you there.
Hey, all right, my man.
That's a good way to end this show. Let's all go smoke a bowl. With that being said, remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting. Tune in Monday night for an Ask Me Levi's. Tune in Wednesday for the stash. And tune in next Friday, guys, and you guys can come on too and join in. But the King's Court is making its return. Well, something, onion rings? I don't know what you said, bro. But anyway.
Yeah, I said our last 10 minutes is supposed to smoke, but okay.
Yeah, you suck. You should have called in earlier. Damn.
Well,
and we've lost the... Yeah, we lost a homie.
Aww.
All right. Oh, bro. Last episode, right before I hung up, you were singing a song. You gotta hit me with it again. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Oh, I kissed
the
girl. I like it.
No, you gotta hit me with it again, bro. Like with some emotion, man. I had people write me and be like, "Bro, that was like the best version they've heard of that." Just like the 2 seconds they got.
I call that for shit.
And I call that good entertainment. But anyways, he kissed a girl and he liked it.
Oh, yeah.